I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. Oh my, my, I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. Hold on a second, baby. I gotta put my banana Dixie cups. All flavors and push-ups.
You can tell he loves ice cream because he uses the word
yes.
And usually you only use that word if you've been attacked by a sparrow or you love ice cream. And I love ice cream, Wendy. I love ice cream. And now there's a book celebrating the love of ice cream. It's called Sweet Spot, An Ice Cream Binge Across America. This is a book that we needed, and we needed it now. Amy Ettinger is on the line with us to talk about the book. Hi, Amy. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Amy, let's be honest. You and I, let's be honest. There ain't no better food on the planet than ice cream. Is that true?
I agree totally. Mm. I think I could give up everything else, but I cannot give up ice cream.
I do not understand that.
Wendy, bite your tongue.
Listen, Amy, I love a good ice cream sundae every once in a while, but I don't ever want to go get ice cream. What's wrong with me?
Something's wrong.
My husband sort of has had that attitude as well, but I have cured him of that, let me tell you. He came along on this binge with me, and now he has developed quite an addiction as well. And it is an addiction. So they have studied the brains of ice cream eaters like I am. Mm-hmm. And it turns out the more you eat, the more you want. It is an addiction. Mm-hmm. So you just need to eat a little bit more, and you will be one of us.
Is there something wrong with me that I like vanilla?
No!
No, vanilla is the most popular flavor on the planet.
Uh-huh.
It sells in every ice cream store. It sells 2-1 over every other flavor.
Isn't that crazy? Because it's almost like, it's not the total lack of flavor, but I always say to myself, experiment a little. There's so many options when it comes to ice cream. Why would you only get vanilla or just chocolate?
And especially now, there have never been more choices
for
ice cream eating. And if you like savory, let me tell you, there are savory ice creams out there now. So
give an example or two so people know what's out there.
So I tried oyster ice cream, which is actually not a new invention. Dolly Madison, James Madison's wife, loved oyster ice cream. She made sort of an oyster chowder with ham and onions, and she would freeze it up and serve it as an ice cream, and it was her favorite. So I read that, and I thought, I've got to try this ice cream. So I found a chef down in Los Angeles who made some for me, and it was a very unusual flavor of ice cream.
All right, you say unusual. That doesn't necessarily mean good.
You know, I ate it, and I had this experience, and I only have this experience very rarely with foods I haven't had a lot of, where I couldn't immediately tell if I loved it or hated it.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is just so weird. I don't know what to think. And, you know, I would say that if it was on the menu again, no, you know what? I would try it again.
Really?
I would definitely try it. I really would. There's something that happens when you're an adult and you haven't had a flavor before.
Yeah.
Where you're it's sort of like being a kid again. You know, like kids have such a unique experience of getting to try foods for the first time.
Right.
And ice cream is one of those foods that as a kid you have, and kids don't even know what to make of it. Sometimes you go to an ice cream parlor, and let me tell you, I spent a lot of time in ice cream parlors.
Mm-hmm.
Kids will sometimes just break down into hysterics when they try ice cream because they've never had it before. I kind of had that feeling sampling some of these flavors.
Your taste buds just explode. You don't know what to do, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's really kind of fun as an adult because it doesn't happen very often.
All right, I'm going to say something else that's going to make me sound un-American.
Uh-oh.
It's too cold.
No, it has to be cold. It's ice cream.
No, it's too cold.
Have you complained when you go in? What's with this cold?
Listen,
I don't want the cold
stuff. We would have, my aunt would have ice cream every once in a while after our big Sunday dinner, and she got like the craziest flavors, like heavenly hash and just this weird stuff. And it was too cold, so I would stir it around in my bowl till it kind of became a soft serve, and then I could eat it.
So, you know, when immigrants were first coming to this country,
in the 1900s,
they would go to Ellis Island, and ice cream was such a national dessert, it always has been, that to kind of help people feel more part of this country, they would serve them ice cream.
Yeah.
And some of them had never had it before, had thought that it was too cold and just so strange, and had asked for it to be warmed up. So this sense of this is too cold and this is kind of weird, it's not that unusual.
Can I just tell you, Amy Ettinger, that I love you? Because every time I say these things to Bill, he rolls his eyes.
Yes.
But you have, it's proof is in the pudding flavored ice cream.
If it's not too cold.
Exactly. And you know what? The warmer ice cream is, the more you'll actually be able to taste it.
The more of the flavor comes out.
You don't want it frozen. You want it slightly not
room temperature.
Well,
you could stick your spoon into it. And it goes in. You don't have to chisel it.
Like when you leave it in your freezer, you don't want to eat it right out of your freezer. You want to let it out for maybe 5 or 10 minutes, right?
Microwave for 10 seconds.
Oh, yeah, you could do that.
No, that's where I have to stop you.
No?
My husband is a microwaver of the ice cream, and it drives me insane because there's something called freezer abuse in the ice cream world where you're warming something up and then you're bringing it down to, freezing again. And that's when you get those horrible ice crystals. I cannot stand ice crystals in my ice cream. So if you need to warm it up, set it out on the counter. That's what I do. But the microwaving of the ice cream is the worst thing you can do.
You'll go to jail for that, Wendy.
I do have a solution for those ice crystals, though. And I'm sure, Amy, since you've written this book, Sweet Spot, An Ice Cream Binge Across America, I'm sure you're aware of this. I don't eat ice cream, but my two sons and husband all the time. Mm-hmm. They all have their own Ben and Jerry's with their name on it. But you put wax paper and you push it all the way down so it's touching the ice cream, so there's no dead space.
Yes, that definitely helps. You got to put something on the top. And it can be complicated. So I do try to eat my ice cream quick. I try to eat up the pints as quick as I can.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
That's the solution.
What's wrong with that? Amy Ettinger is our guest. She has written a book called Sweet Spot, An Ice Cream Binge Across America. It's a companion piece to Wendy's book, Ice Cream, It's Too Cold. You can get them both. We'll take a quick break and then we'll talk more about it. If you want to jump in, 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Ice cream, we all scream for ice cream.
That's true, Wendy. We all scream for it because we love it so much. Sweet Spot is the name of the book. An Ice Cream Binge Across America, Amy Ettinger's new book. Pick it up. It's great. Amy, Wisconsin has changed the game when it comes to ice cream with their frozen custard. Let's discuss that a little bit because I'm a big, big fan of the Wisconsin frozen custard.
I try to sometimes explain to people about the delicious quality of frozen custard, and unfortunately, there's bad frozen custard out in California and other places in the country. If you have amazing frozen custard, I just think it is one of the best things ever.
Yep.
And one of the things that makes it so incredible is there is more egg in it. It's just a richer, denser kind of cousin of ice cream. But they also, in Wisconsin, there are people there who are making it, and they've made it in their family for several generations. So they know what they're doing, and they have the special equipment that presses out all the air from the frozen custard. So you get this dense, delicious, wonderful treat that must be enjoyed on the spot. You cannot just get a pint of frozen custard and bring it home.
Right.
It'll last maybe 20 minutes, but really it's enjoyed best on the spot. And so there's this, you have an experience when you're eating it. And I love that about it.
Vanilla ice cream is the vehicle for which I can put on hot fudge caramel and roasted pecans. That's good. But somebody says I have a bowl almost every night. And another listener has texted us and said, a surprise flavor that they tried, lavender chocolate chip.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. That's interesting.
Yes.
There was an ice cream place last summer. My wife and I were in Kennebunkport, Maine. And wherever we go on vacation, we always look up to find out what the good ice cream place is. So we visited this place. I don't remember the name of it, but there was a line outside the ice cream shop and down the block. But I looked at the flavors. They only had 10 flavors at this ice cream shop that they rotated in and out. And they were all kind of interesting / strange, like the lavender you just described. Nothing seemed worthy to me because there was a Ben and Jerry's right across the street. They're local. I know they've got good stuff. But sometimes you do have to take a chance, right? You got to try something just to see if it'll work.
She ate oyster ice cream.
Oyster ice cream, yeah.
You know, it's a risk, though, because, you know, you only get, for when I was growing up, I would only get the one dessert a day. It was like one treat at the end of the day, and you had to make it good. And so I do find when it's not good, this horrible sense of disappointment. Like, in the moment, it's like the worst thing that has ever happened. I have chosen this treat, and it's not good. So I do understand that risk factor, but then on the flip side, when it works out and you have something that you weren't expecting to be good, and it's good, it's great. So, you know, there's a lot of risk in my book. I had adventures, and it didn't always turn out well, but that it just makes for a more interesting life and a more interesting experience, I think.
Another thing that you're going to find strange is I like ice cream better in the winter, because if you have it in the summer, it's so rich that it makes you thirsty, so you need to get a side of water with it. It doesn't quench your thirst.
People in cold weather places actually eat more ice cream.
They do.
Than you would ever. Yes. On the East Coast and in the Midwest, there is an incredible amount of ice cream consumption. And you would never think it, but there is something that goes hand in hand with the cold.
Explain this to me, Amy. As much as I like high-end ice cream, and I do, I mean, I appreciate Kops and Giel's and Leon's. I know those are technically frozen custard. But I also like Dairy Queen a lot, and that's not even really ice cream. It even says at Dairy Queen, frozen dairy treat. It's not ice cream.
Yeah. I think sometimes I have this experience of it just brings you back to your childhood. I mean, I know that that kind of soft serve, the Dairy Queen or the Dairy Bell, it just reminds me of being a kid and scrounging up money on my couch and begging my neighbor to walk me over to the place and getting the cone. And it doesn't matter the quality of the ice cream. It doesn't matter if it's artisanal or not.
Yeah.
I'm remembering how fun that was. And so that's another thing that I find very interesting with ice cream eating is, I can learn all the great things that need to go into a good scoop, and I can taste all these really fancy ice creams and pay a lot of money to try them. But at the end of the day, sometimes I'm just eating a wonderful soft serve. I mean, I actually had that this weekend, one of those chocolate dipped soft. That was my actual, that was just such a treat for
me. So good.
And it is the most enjoyable thing for me.
Yeah.
I do like soft serve.
Yeah?
I'll give into that a little bit, but I feel like, you know, I just get vanilla. Sometimes I'll be risky and get the zebra cone. But it's the consistency of the frozen custard or the soft serve that I like better. I think it's consistency of ice cream.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Amy,
what do you make of this? A lot of places will do what they call a concrete, where they'll put ice cream in a giant container, and then they'll turn it upside down to show you how thick it is. That's a good idea, right?
I mean, it's a good idea if it works. Sometimes, you know, it's not as thick as you're going to think it is, and sometimes it shows off some of the flaws, those horrible ice crystals. I mean, I remember getting a concrete and just dipping my spoon in there, and there were crystals in there. So
that's not going to work.
I mean, I think, you know, you gotta do it right, and then any way you want to show it off, I think is fine. Because that's another quality of ice cream in America that we've always had, is this kind of showmanship of, you know, just really showing off. And then that's the marketing component. That's that American innovation and entrepreneurship of I'm gonna show how great this is by marketing it in a fun and interesting way. And I get into that in the book as well.
As a result of this, anytime I get food in a restaurant now, I always want them to bring it to me upside down. I enjoy it more that way. What is it with grandmas? Why do grandmas always think that Neapolitan is the way to go? Can't we tell grandmas to try other things that Neapolitan isn't the
heavenly
best
heavenly hash is
that's,
available.
That's also available, right?
I had this funny, you know, my grandma was this very interesting lady who became this very strict vegetarian in her 70s. And this was before anybody was doing it. Like, she was doing juice fasts and walking 5 miles a day. But then she'd come out and visit us, and she would... And she had given up all sugar. She had given up chocolate. But we'd go by the ice cream shop, and she could not resist. And she would have to go in and get a scoop of vanilla. So I've always found that fascinating, that there is this certain, you know, certain generation where they just remember so strongly their memories of having it. And no, they're not going to try their unusual flavors. They're going to stick to what they love.
Sugar cone or regular cone?
Oh, sugar.
Yeah.
Waffle, waffle if possible. But
even
because they're bigger.
Even better.
Yeah.
Well, how about the places? There's a couple places that make their own waffle cones, and then they kind of sell you on just the aroma of the waffle cone. Cold Stone does that. They're always making fresh waffle cones when you walk in, and you can't say no to that.
No, it's that smell. You really cannot resist it. And one of the interesting little facts that I found when I was researching this book that absolutely blew me away was that the ice cream cone was not invented till the early 20th century. We were flying planes over Kitty Hawk before somebody had figured out how to make the ice cream.
Really?
The ice cream cone was the ice cream cone was invented in 1904 at the St. Louis Fair. So when that happened, when the cone hit the scene, everything changed because, you know, they didn't have plastic cups. You'd have to go in and get your ice cream in one of those, you know, glass dishes, and then never enough time to wash the dishes. So there were some hygiene issues, let's just say, with the
I imagine.
You get the ice cream cone on the scene, and then distribution and the ability to get a scoop and walk down the street with it. That changed everything.
All right, you're talking about memories when we were talking about soft serve and stuff, and you don't care as long as it tastes good and brings back a lovely memory. I'm actually having a memory of getting chocolate almond that used to be available that is not always easy to find, and when you find it, the almonds are like little tiny pieces now.
Right.
It used to be whole almonds.
I remember that, sure.
And then I would get coconut on top of it. Is there a preference? Like, I think you put your favorite one on the bottom because it lasts longer and melts into the cone. Is there any specific order in which to scoop your ice cream?
Oh, I had not considered that before.
Look at this. You and I would get along well.
No, I had not thought about it. I like to have my favorite flavor on top because I want to have it. I want to have it like first off, and then I'm satisfied enough that the second favorite,
it's all a bonus after that. Right?
Yeah, but aren't you supposed to savor save the best for last, as someone once sang?
You could do that, sure, yeah. There's no wrong. Wrong answer, right, Amy? I mean, it's ice cream. You can't lose. The book is called Sweet Spot, An Ice Cream Binge Across America, Amy Ettinger's new book. Pick it up. It's fantastic. You'll love it. Amy, thanks for spending time with us. Have a great week.
Thank you.